Senate Bill 157 has had its second reading.
Senate Bill 157 having had its second reading is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Speaker. Representative Mike Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Senate Bill 157 is an act to revise certain provisions concerning who may hold a light wine license. Currently, you must be a restaurant that can seat 50 people and have a connected kitchen. There's a lot of hotels that would like to host receptions and weddings and such that have rooms that will seat up to 160 or more. And what this does is allow them to apply for a light wine license, but they must have more than 75 beds. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 157? Hearing no further remarks, the question, I'm sorry, Representative Klocek.
Question of Representative Derby.
State your question, sir.
Representative Derby, why would not this hotel be willing to build a restaurant or put a restaurant in addition to qualify for the license in a regular manner like every other business has to do in the state of South Dakota?
Representative Derby, you care to answer the question?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Primarily what we're talking about are freestanding hotels. A full-service restaurant is a considerable investment. They're not in the business and they don't want to be in the business of a restaurant, but they do want to be able to host weddings and receptions. And light wine, there may be a question, that is 3.5% to 14%. That's the definition of alcohol for what light wine. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Klocek, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I continue?
Yes, you may.
Well, Mr. Speaker and honorable members of the body, I'm voting against this bill for that very reason, as Representative Derby said. And 14% does have a lot of kick in it. It's a light wine, but it does have a lot of kick, and the food should be available. And I do believe that they should make that investment. And we're giving them extenuating circumstances and another exception to the rule, and I just think we should hold fast and keep our current laws in place instead of making another exemption on this rule. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 157? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of Senate Bill 157. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of Senate Bill 157.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote, please.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 41, nays 27, excused 2.
Senate Bill 157, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.